السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسول الکریم، اما بعد. علماء کرام، موسٹ ریسپیکٹڈ برادرز اینڈ آلسو اور سسٹرز ایٹ دا مدرسہ اینڈ دوز لسننگ اوور دا ریسیورز، اٹس اے پبلک ہالیڈے ٹمورو. آئی واز سپوز ٹو گو اپ ٹو جوہانسبرگ، بٹ for some reason or the other I did not go, so we decided to have this majlis. We know that it was very short notice, but still we will take in one or two hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to the subject matter that we have been discussing over the past few weeks. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has warned us that if you are going to indulge in certain kinds of sins, then certain types of azab or punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come upon you. Now that is a sign of the rahmat or mercy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When a parent warns the child with regards to some harm that will come to the child if that child indulges in a certain action, then we will say that those parents are merciful, they are kind, they want the child to enjoy peace, happiness, good health. That is why they are warning the child that don't go close to those people that are selling drugs or taking drugs. Otherwise you will get locked up if you are going to sell drugs or take drugs. Now if this parent has to warn the child that if you have to take drugs and if you have to sell drugs, then you will get locked up. So what does that mean? That the parent does not want that child to get locked up. That's what it means. All these types of punishment and azab that we are discussing, it is the mercy of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It's the rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Somebody said that how can Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam be rahmatul lil alameen on the one hand, and on the other hand he's warning or he's talking about punishment in the fire of Jahannam and punishment in this world, the wrath of Allah Ta'ala, the anger of Allah Ta'ala. So those people, they don't have the proper understanding of the Quran and the Sunnah, and in fact they have no knowledge of what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's nubuwwat was all about. He was indeed rahmatul lil alameen, but that does not mean that now he must not give any kind of warnings. As in the example, the simple example that we all can understand. That is, the father tells the child that if you are going to steal from a shop, then you will get locked up, so you must not steal. So what it means is that the father has got love for that child, therefore the father is telling that child that don't steal. The father has got love for that child, considers that child as his child, and out of love tells the child that if you are going to take drugs, if you are going to sell drugs, you will land yourself in jail. So which means that don't do it, because I don't want to see you in jail. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also does not want to see us suffer these types of azab and punishment. He wants to see us enjoy the best of dunya and akhirat. And Allah Ta'ala also wants the same. So out of love, out of affection, out of kindness, out of compassion and mercy, he is warning us that don't indulge in these type of sins. So we have discussed a few of those things that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned about, and especially the 15 types of sins which bring earthquakes and which causes metamorphosis to take place that will happen in the ummah, as Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned. Or raining of hailstones. Now all these type of things, or other kinds of disasters that have been mentioned. So we proceed from there. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion he mentioned that hasten very quickly, badiru bil amali salihat. Hasten, rush very quickly, do amali salihat. Why? He says, do that before such kinds of fitnas come, that those fitnas will be like the dark patches of the night. The dark patches of the night. The person cannot make out anything. He doesn't even have a torch. He doesn't even have a lamp. He doesn't have any kind of light to see his way. It's dark. Different kinds of fitnas, they will come. And Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when those fitnas will come, then at that time, people will be believers in the morning. I'm just giving you the explanation of the hadith. In the morning, they will be believers. And by the evening, by sunset, they will be disbelievers. And some people will go to sleep or they will be believers at night. And in the morning, they will be disbelievers. What it means is that they will commit actions of kufr. That there will be mu'mins and Muslims in the day. And by night, they will be from the kuffar. So the explanations that have been given of that is, one is that they will say things, they will make statements of kufr. This I've explained many times, what kinds of statements people make of kufr. So either they will make statements which will take them out of the pale of Islam, or they will indulge in such actions and deeds which will take them out of the pale of Islam. Their iman and Islam will disappear, it will be lost. Or they will do such actions which will bring them very close to kufr. Or they will indulge in such actions which the kuffar normally indulge in. Like salat, missing out of salat. Now who indulges in that action? What is the differentiating factor? What is the line that divides? How do you recognize a Muslim from a disbeliever? One of the signs is salat. So that means they will be indulging in such kind of actions which the kuffar indulge in. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Man taraka salat muta'ammidan faqad kafar." That the person who purposely forgoes his salat, he has committed kufr. That means an action of the kuffar. So now the people will be sitting on the football ground, cricket ground, rugby ground, and all kinds of different grounds that you have now. And sometimes it's the Olympics, and sometimes it is world match here and there, and people are booking the tickets and they are flying all over, spending hundreds of thousands, and then you won't find them even getting up for salat. They will be indulging in all the other sins that go with it, but together with that, the major things in their lives which of Islam, that was farais of salat, that too they will be neglecting. Go and watch how many people really make the salat. So he said, this is what is going to happen. At night they will be Muslims, by morning they will be from amongst the kuffar. Or it will be the other way around. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned about that meaning that don't indulge in such kind of sins. Don't do such kind of things which will take you away from the pale of Islam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned about the tasawir. It's a whole explanation that is required, that what kind of pictures are permissible and what is not permissible, and all the fiqhi or jurisprudence, whatever it discusses now. We're not going into all those details. But simple explanation that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that home in which there is a dog or there is a picture, meaning of an animate object displayed, then the angels of Rahmat do not enter those homes. Now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, angels of Rahmat do not enter such homes. So do we believe Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or do we believe our own eyes? We don't see angels, but if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is warning that the angels of Rahmat will not enter such homes, so then which angels will enter those homes? The angels of Azab. Because one person, and I mentioned this one time, that you get this kind of cracks. A few nuts are loose in their heads. So he said, if this hadith states that the angels will not enter those homes, so then I will keep a dog in my house. So if I keep a dog with me all the time, then the angel of death will not come and take my life. So that is why I will now purposely keep a dog all the time. So he was told that the dog also dies someday. So the angel that takes the dog's life will take your life. the angel that takes the dog's life will take your life. So what it refers to are the angels of Rahmat. Now again, hunting dogs are permissible for security reasons if a person has got a dog outside his gate or in his yard. It's permissible. But then that dog must not become a pet. It must be for security reasons. Now how many people they have dogs? Now the dog, it's its nature that it will come lick your clothes and body and jump on you. So if it's a security dog, then the person must make sure that it is kept away, and that is what it is kept for security, to bark at the burglars and strangers. But that dog must not become a pet, that you keep on patting on its pet. The dog must not become a pet, that then you keep on patting on its pet, stomach, or pet the back. The dog must be for security reasons. But the people then take a great interest in that dog. Look at the West. You go to Holland, you go to some of these countries. It seems as if they become khadims of dogs. People look forward to becoming khadims of mashayikh, of great learned people. They have become khadims of dogs. The day and night goes in the khidmat of the dog. And sometimes those dogs are more beloved to them than their husbands, and to the husbands than their wives. I mentioned last Jummah, I think, or the other Jummah, that whilst I was in England, it was in the newspaper there. One husband and wife, they had some problems, and they were suing for divorce. So the husband says that this wife of mine, he said that she does not even give me the respect and care that she gives to the dog. When we travel also, then she makes the dog sit in the front seat next to her when she's driving, and I must sit in the back seat. Now, what kind of life is this? With our Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Hakim Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh in London. So the car went past. Now the person that was driving, he had a dog on the seat next to him. And he had that toffee with a long stick. So he sucks one time and then gives the dog to suck. Then he sucks and gives the dog to suck. Now that's the kind of life they lead. Tera hai nayi roshni muh kala, andar se andhera hai bahar ujala. This modern civilization that we talk about, inside there's nothing but darkness. Outside you see a lot of brightness, a lot of lights, a lot of glitter and glamour. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that if the person has a dog inside his house, meaning there's a pet, he has got the dog. For no reason he's keeping the dog. Now why? We got no right to ask why. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says something, then we haven't got the right to question that why we can't keep a dog and we can keep a cat. There are so many things about the dog. So that is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, and pictures of animate objects. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said this, the Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum ajma'een, there was no question of ifs and buts and when and why, and they didn't ask questions. Immediately they implemented it. We talk about the glorious era of Islam, and I have discussed in detail this whole subject of photography. But for the benefit of those who may not have heard, because many a times you get somebody new in the audience, but just to give it in a minute or two without going into detail, I always say that if only there was one authentic, reliable picture of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it was permissible to keep such pictures, if it was permissible to keep, then I would have been the first one to keep. But throughout Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life, we don't find one picture of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And yet how many incidents took place in his life? Because we talk about innocent pictures, pictures of marriages, photographs of walimas, and photographs taken on occasions of engagement, and birthday parties and traveling out when the person is even in Makkah Sharif, then he wants to have for remembrance, he and his wife. Get one photographer and take some pictures. Or nowadays it's so easy with the cell phones. When they go to Arafat, then there too they must mount that camel there near Jabal-e-Rahmat. And then the whole family is standing there and they say, right, take our picture. Why? Because we want to take it back and show our family. And it is just for remembrance. Memory. So now not one of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, yet so many incidents took place in his life. Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, Battle of the Trench. Now imagine, you think those Sahabas, they didn't know how to sketch. Then what was he prohibiting them? You had pictures of everything else, and they tore up everything what they had after accepting Islam. They destroyed it. So that means they were masters. We say they were masters in art also. Nothing of his daughters, Hazrat Ruqayya, Umme Kulsum, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, all these daughters of his got married. Nothing, not one picture. 124,000 companions gather on Arafat, not one picture. So anyone who has got a little bit of sense, little bit of grey matter will understand that that prohibition truly meant that it was not allowed to keep the picture of any animate object, any human being, animal, etc. For purposes of ID cards and licenses and all those things, it's beyond our control. We have to take it out. That is different. But I'm talking about all these photographs that we keep for pleasure. And see to what extent now man has gone in this filmmaking and industry of this kind. And all the filth that is being dished out now, it is because of the same so-called photography. What Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prohibited, he had a sight that was extending right up till the day of Qiyamah. So therefore he knew what was going to happen. Otherwise he could have permitted that, yes, you can take your father's photograph and keep it, or picture, make a picture of him and keep it. So we must not question the wisdom of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Now today, because tonight, since we are having a little bit of zikr also, tomorrow is a holiday, so to get into a little bit, or get into the right frame of mind and right mood, because many brothers say when they have a little bit of zikr and dua, then it keeps them a little steadfast until the next zikr, especially when there's public holidays in between. So when he prohibited this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prohibited it because the angels of rahmat won't come. Now how many homes, how many businesses, how many people have got photographs of their wives, of their daughters, of their children? And people have got, those who don't believe too much in Islam and Deen, or they are Muslims but they're not practical, then they will have of so many other things too. So many film actors and actresses, they've got our children, our boys, our girls at the schools and in our homes, and they've got whole albums of film actors and actresses. So how do we then expect the rahmat angels to come in those homes? If for purposes of studies a person has got some pictures in his books, so then keep those books away in the cupboard after the person has finished reading it. Newspaper, if the person had to read it after that, destroy it and throw it away, finish. But to keep them lying around with pictures or display them, some people are so addicted to it. So then the angels of rahmat will not come in. When the angels of rahmat don't come, then it means the angels of azab will come. Now all these fights, quarrels, arguments, husband and wife disagreeing, children and parents at loggerheads, brothers and sisters disliking each other, family members fighting. So what is happening? Where are we going wrong? This is the whole purpose of this majlis. Somewhere we are going wrong. Now who is going to tell us where we are going wrong? Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one of sight. He is going to tell us where we are going wrong. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala was traveling out Sham in Syria, one of the ghazawat. And on the way they had to stop at a place. So the chief of that area, he came to meet Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He admired Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He had great admiration for Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, whose rule, although he had not yet accepted Islam. So he came to meet Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. After that he told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, no, that I want to invite you to my place. They were passing through, he said, come and visit me at my home. I'm inviting you, extending an invitation to have a meal with me. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, no, Amirul Mu'mineen, he asked him that, do you have pictures on your walls? Pictures, frames of human beings on your walls. Have you got your house decorated with that? That's what it means. So he said, yes, that we have. We have frames all around. He said, no, our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stopped us from entering those homes. Or he informed us that angels of Rahmat don't enter such homes. So I am not prepared to come to your home if you've got pictures all around. Now he was not prepared to enter the home of a non-Muslim who had such kind of pictures. It was permissible, it was not haram. It was the home of a non-Muslim. But he was inviting him, so Umar radiallahu ta'ala was not prepared to enter the home of a non-Muslim who had such kind of pictures and frames hanging around. So what do we think of that person who is a Muslim and he's got all his walls? And they tell you, this is my father, this is my grandfather, this is my wife, this is my sister. One place I went, I won't mention, but there, the Quran Sharif were in the bottom shelf, and on the top shelf, on top of the Quran Sharif, were those frames, or those pictures, son's marriage, daughter's marriage, birthday party, this party, whatever it is, all were on the top shelf, and the Quran Sharif were in the bottom shelf. It was a learned person. So we are going wrong somewhere. Let us not be negligent, ghafil, because we are suffering. We are suffering. Then we say we're getting weird dreams and we're getting a kind of ghabraat all the time. Fear and worry and anxiety and panic attacks. Can't sleep. Restlessness. All kinds of problems in the home. Looks like jinnat are there. And shayateen. And jadu somebody has done. Most of the time it's no jadu, no sahir, no nothing. It is our sins which are catching up with us. Wallah, it is our sins that are catching up with us. Allah Ta'ala gives a long rope that this person was make tawbah, come back, make tawbah, come back. But when we remain negligent and ghafil, and we show indifference, then Allah Ta'ala's forces are so many, through different ways He makes us pareshan after that. And the Allah Wala's, if it is a test for them, then even in that difficulty, even in that sickness, even in that anxiety and worries and whatever they may have, but inside their hearts, Allah Ta'ala gives them such sukoon, such sukoon. We must make dua, Allah Ta'ala gives us that noor, that mercy of His, that tajalliyat of His, which brings sukoon in the heart. It will be like in the midst of a flower, in the midst of thorns, that flower is blooming. Thorns all round, but yet you will find them calm, sukoon in their lives. Allah Ta'ala must make us of the Allah Walas.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai Allah Jalla Jalaluhu La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله
اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدھر اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے
अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ. الا اللہ 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 الا اللہ. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے,
میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, سنو میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف المرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ واتباعہ اجمعین, یا ارحم الراحمین, یا اکرم الاکرمین, یا غیاث المستغیثین, یا راحم المساکین, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث, یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تکلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين فإنك ان تکلنا الى انفسنا تکلنا الى ضعف وخطیہ. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, موسٹ فور گیونگ اللہ, موسٹ کمپیشنٹ اللہ, موسٹ لونگ اللہ, موسٹ کیئرنگ, ٹالرنٹ, جنرس, کائنڈ, بیوٹیفل اللہ, او مائی موسٹ بیوٹیفل اللہ, sinful servants of yours are extending our begging bowls before you, my Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners when they beg of you. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. You are seeing us. You are listening to us. You know the thoughts that are crossing our minds. Ya Allah, we're not folding our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot listen to us, cannot help us in any way. We're extending our begging bowl before you. All treasures lie with you. Your treasures are unlimited, my beloved Allah. And you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins, our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. You could have seized us there and then when we were committing sins. You could have paralyzed us when we were walking towards haram or touching haram. Ya Allah, you could have snatched away all the bounties when we were using them for haram purposes. But how kind you are, how loving you are, how forgiving you are. how tolerant you are, that in spite of all our sins which we commit day and night, you give us so much to eat and drink. You haven't snatched away our sight, our hearing, our speech. Ya Allah, you have kept our heart, our liver, our lungs, our kidneys, our bladders still functioning. Ah, my beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. There is no one for us besides you. If a dog is chased from one butcher, he can go to another. If he is kicked from one home, he can go to another. Ya Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. But if you have to turn away your nigahe rahmat, your glance of mercy, your forgiveness, phir hum gande jaye kaha? Where do we go, my Allah? Which other door is there for us that we can tap? Which other home is there in which we can beg? Who is there for us before we can seek forgiveness? Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Become ours and make us yours. We want to become yours. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to taste your closeness, the enjoyment of your closeness. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to inhale the fragrance of your muhabbat and your love. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan want to drag us down the gutters of shame, humiliation, disgrace, suffering. Nafs and shaitan do not want us to be happy in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Ya Allah, but you want us to enjoy the best of dunya and akhirat. Ya Allah, nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar, hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar, hai kiya hai mujhko taba. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Chahta hu main teri pana. Ey mere maula, meri madad kar. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you. We want to become yours. Make us yours. And become ours. If you are ours, everything will work in our favor. Our homes will give us comfort. Our children will be coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. Ya Allah, if you are ours, then everything is ours. If you are not ours, nothing is ours. We will have everything, but we will have no peace, no happiness, no sukoon. Our lives will be filled with anxieties, worries, restlessness. Mere Allah, agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zabi meri. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu. Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hu. میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤ اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں My beloved Allah, protect us, safeguard us from all kinds of haram, from all sins, from all vices, from all evils. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day. With khushu and khuzu. Give us the tawfiq to fast in Ramadan, to give zakat if due, to go for hajj if fast, to fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our family members, the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the rights of the society. Ya Allah, give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, our character, our behavior has come such that even Muslims run far away from us. Ya Allah, where will the kuffar come here and accept Islam? When our character has become such that even in our own homes, our wives do not want to be close to us. Our parents do not want to live with us. Our children want to distance themselves from us. Our family members want to distance themselves from us. Our neighbors have got not a single word of goodness for us. May Allah change the condition of our lives. Bless us with the akhlaq and the character of Rasool-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hamari zindagi ka hal badal de. Hamari zindagi ka hal badal de. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to speak the truth, to be honest in our dealings. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Whether they are in hospitals, in homes, in clinics. Jahan kahin bhi, jo bhi bimar hai, Allah unko shifa de. Sehat tamma, kamila, ajila, daima, mustamirra naseeb farma. Bless them with complete shifa and cure from all ailments and diseases. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. Don't test us. Ya Allah, just as you can forgive sins through diseases and sicknesses and pain and problems, my Allah, you can also forgive without any pain, without any problem, without any sickness, without any difficulties. No one is going to question you, my beloved Allah. No one is going to question you, oh my beloved Allah. Why did you forgive those sinful ones who had raised their hands? Ah, my Allah. No one is going to question you if you have to forgive us. Mere Allah, the only one that will become displeased if you have to forgive us will be Shaitan. Ya Allah, make your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy by forgiving us. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Ya Allah, give us complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, even if that sickness is in the form of rahmat and mercy, change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirat. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal rizq and remove their difficulties. Why should we go towards haram? Why should we go towards the casinos? Towards gambling, towards fraud, towards cheating and deceiving? Ya Allah, why should we take interest? Why should we pay interest? What shortage is there of halal in your treasures? Ya Allah, bless us with nothing but halal. Don't let even one morsel of haram go down our throats. Ya Allah, give us a purified heart. The hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ya Allah, bless us with the hearts that you give to your walis. Ya Allah, bless us with hearts which are filled with the noor of taqwa, with the noor of iman, with the noor of yaqeen. Bless us with your marifat, with your closeness, with your muhabbat, with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the ittiba and the obedience of Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove from our hearts malice, greed, pride, arrogance, evil passions and desires, envy and jealousy. Make us all one. Sabko nek bana de, ek bana de. Remove the hardships, difficulties and problems that the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is facing around the globe. Give the ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam once again a position of honor, dignity and izzat and respect. Ya Allah, give the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara hidayat. Give them guidance. Bless them with iman and Islam. Make them worthy of entry into Jannah. But if they become stubborn, arrogant, obstinate, made up their minds that they will never accept and they will continue with the oppression and tyranny and persecution, then, my Allah, shake the ground beneath their feet. Send the flood waters against them. Send the gale force winds against them. Send the cyclones against them. Ya Allah, make their lives restless just as they made the lives of the believers restless. My beloved Allah, create division among the ranks. Cause the planes to crash and the ships to sink. Mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Hamari zindagiyon mein inqilab paida kar de. Hum sab ko apna wali bana de. Oh my beloved Allah, we have to die one day. Recently we have been listening of so many people that passed away suddenly. No warning signs, my beloved Allah. we don't know when our death will come, where it will come, and how it will come. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino, disco, cinema, theater, in a dance hall, in adultery, in fornication, watching some filth on the television screen or the internet sites. My beloved Allah, or reading some filthy magazine or novel. We don't know when our heart will stop beating. Jo aaya hai aaj kal jayega, koi dam mein ye dam nikal jayega. Jo aaya hai aaj kal jayega, koi dam mein ye dam nikal jayega. Ya Allah, this breathing will stop. Our fashionable garments will be sliced with the scissors and removed. Our watches, our rings. My beloved Allah, everything will be removed. The women's jewelry, her fashionable garment, her rings, her bangles. Ya Allah, everything of pride will be removed. We will be given ghusle mayyit. We will be moved backwards and forwards. We will not be able to utter a single word, my Allah. We will not be able to see haram anymore with our eyes, or listen with our ears to that music which thrilled us and gave us pleasure. Ya Allah, the water of mayyat will be poured above us. Before that time comes, Ya Allah, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Ya Allah, when our janaza proceeds, let it proceed from Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. At the Rauza Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. Ya Allah, if it is not muqaddar there, if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, how much he begged for us. How much he begged for us. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our wives, our children, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam with all that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters and the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, you are well away. This part of the night, my brothers and sisters who have raised their hands before you, you are well away, my Allah, of the desires that they have in their hearts, the good wishes that they have, the good aspirations that they have. And it is only in your hands the fulfillment of those wishes and desires. We can go on planning, but if you don't wish, nothing will materialize. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you, fulfill those good wishes, good desires, good aspirations. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with good, pious, compatible marriage partners. Those who are concerned about their children getting righteous and good marriage partners, Ya Allah. Those who have daughters at home, or those whose sons are of marriageable age, Ya Allah, and they are concerned about their children, bless their children with good marriage partners. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the problems, and the trials, and the tests, and the sicknesses, and the diseases that the individuals who have raised their hands this part of the night before you are facing. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties, hardships, problems. Mere Allah, apne fazal se, apne ihsan se, apne karam se, ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے. ایکسپٹ اور دعاز مائی بلوڈ اللہ ود وسیلہ آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے صدقے طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول کر لے. ہم گندے ہیں گندے ہیں لیکن تیرے بندے ہیں, جیسے بھی ہے تیرے بندے ہیں, قبول کر لے میرے اللہ. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد